This is episode 107 of UFO Encounters. This episode I'm reading from Malcolm Robinson's book, UFO Case Files of Scotland, Volume 3. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such fascinating information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. The first case file I'm going to read is entitled The Entity in the Bedroom, and this is what Malcolm has written. Author's comment. Our next case file is one which may have had a different conclusion. There are those who would say it was all but a dream, and others who would say that what this gentleman observed is consistent with other worldwide observations. It was in the early hours of the 24th of October 2012, approximately 1:30 a.m., when Jim Cale's perception of reality was changed. Jim lives on the edge of a small village called Elsrickle, near Biggar, at the foot of Blackmount Hill, the last of the Pentland Hills, which is around 500 metres from Scotland's and possibly the UK's oldest known and recently discovered habitation. Here, in his own words, is what he recalls about that night. I remember going to bed with an unresolved work problem, which was quite normal, and was trying to figure out how to deal with it. My daughter couldn't sleep and was in our bed. My wife was in our son's bedroom. She also couldn't sleep. I can't remember the lead up to the event. All I can remember is that thoughts and feelings were becoming quite unusual, irrational, and not completely my own, culminating in a vision of Edinburgh Castle, the image I'm working on, when suddenly a metallic disc slowly moves into the picture, followed shortly by another. I presume my subconscious said, "Oh my God, they're here!" A feeling of dread, and immediately at this point, it started. The immediacy was shocking, something like an electric shock. I was lying on my back, quite awake. I was physically paralysed. I remember trying to reach out to my daughter, and I couldn't even raise a finger. My body felt like it was vibrating and going through the physical effects of the sound I was hearing, which was profound. The sound was somewhere between mechanical and electrical, a fast rotation at various frequencies, resulting in a fairly quick pulsating sound. Imagine a recording of some grass cutter speeding up with a faint whistle noise in the background. During the first 15 to 20 second occurrence, I was aware of the room, my daughter still asleep next to me, my wife and son next door, and even the particular shadow of a tree on the window blind highlighted by the moon. Whether I broke free from it, or was allowed to, I don't know, but I resumed full body control and the sound disappeared. I heard a noise at the window, which I was sure my wife would have heard. She didn't. And then noticed a figure standing next to the bed, my daughter's side. I didn't get a great view at all, and to be honest, I was too petrified to look. It was a tall skeletal figure, albeit in watery vision. Head close to the ceiling at 2.4 metres, very thin and white. The pulsating and paralysis happened again, this time for perhaps 10 seconds, although time appeared to have stopped. I felt as if I were being taken somewhere against my will, which I resisted. Afterwards, I felt a sensation of numbness returning to normal and then slight pain on my left big toe. Needless to say, I didn't sleep that night, and my daughter had a very restless night and has not wanted to go to bed on her own since. I'm not new to the reality of UFOs. However, this event has cast a whole new light on the subject. I can only describe the event as pure trauma and fear, which I have never before experienced. On a Google search, I found a number of witness events recalling strange humming, pulsating sounds, or across the UK on this date, but none with a similar experience. Perhaps they're connected. Anyway, I thought I would pass this on to you considering your research. Best, Jim Cale. Author's comment. Well, that was certainly different. It would seem to me that either Jim was sleeping and having some kind of scary lucid dream, or something entered his consciousness, then appeared by the side of his bed. What I found interesting was when Jim described this skeletal being in a watery vision. I recall investigating the Falkland Hill UFO, and whilst interviewing one of the witnesses at her home, she became aware that there were three small beings standing next to her living room window, of which were appearing to her in a watery, shimmery way, of which she stated if she looked any longer, that effect would disappear and she would see them standing there in their entirety. One could say that Jim might have been abducted, but only remembers part of his ordeal, the start and the end, but the middle is missing. On to the next case. This is titled Riddle of the Green Man. No sooner had the furore died down on the Morag Ritchie UFO story, than along came another startling photograph which blazed across the Scottish press. The headline in the Scottish Daily Record of October 23rd, 2012 stated, Riddle of the Green Man. The story contained a photograph of the outside of the witness's house, but with the added bonus of what appeared to be a green man. For me, the photograph didn't show a green man, but more of a distorted green light. The story goes that Gary and Amanda Linney from Colliston in Aberdeenshire, Scotland, said the strange figure was seen running away from their cottage as they tried out a new camera. 25 miles away from where Morag Ritchie filmed her spectacular UFO. Former policeman Gary, 52, was quoted in the Daily Record that there was no explanation for the figure. He went on, "It looks like a little green man running. It just disperses into the surface of the road. If you look closely, you can see a head. It's very surreal. I was a policeman and a pilot for 20 years, and I've never seen anything like this before." We learn that hotel owners Gary and Amanda, 46, tried to recreate the picture, but so far haven't seen the strange light since. The couple stated to the Daily Record that this was nothing unusual for them, as apparently they have experienced a number of paranormal happenings at the Slane's estate house. Gary and Amanda, who have three children, stated, "This wasn't a reflection. We live in two old cottages, and my children have seen orbs floating around and heard footsteps. It's usually around the staircase." Amanda, 45, who was also interviewed by the Daily Record, stated that staff at their hotel, which is also thought to be haunted, suggested the ghostly figure may have come from there. She stated, "I have no idea what it was. We have used the same setting, taken photos in the same location and in different locations, and nothing has appeared again. We have experienced a lot of strange things since we took over the place 2 years ago. The staff think something spooky had followed me home that night." Author's comment. The press report and photograph of this sighting can be found in the photographic section of this book. And now on to the next case. This is titled UFO over a combine harvester. Author's comment. Our next case file concerns a farmer out working in the field minding his own business. It was either 1974 or 1975. The witness, John McStay, can't recall the exact year it was. Then, all of a sudden, things began to take a different turn, as John now recounts. "Hi Malcolm, I used to farm for a well-known East Kilbride family by the surname of Hamilton. The late Jim Hamilton had a small lake named after him near his farm, Maine's Farm, East Kilbride. In the mid-1970s, whilst combine harvesting barley late at night, I saw a UFO hovering above me for about 30-odd seconds. It was a clear evening with no cloud, and the time was around 10 p.m. I was operating the combine harvester when I saw through the side of my left eye a light above in the sky. I looked up and saw an orange-coloured ball-like object. It hovered over me for about 30 seconds, and it was about 100 feet in the air. I was scared and shut down the combine harvester and put out the lights. I just watched this thing. Then all of a sudden, without any noise, it took off at a very high speed, like you would see as a special effect in a movie, but it was real. The year was 1974 or 75. I will never forget the experience. The location was Stuartfield Farm, East Kilbride, next to Maine's Farm, where Maine's Castle is located. Just thought you would like to know the story. I now live in Harare, Zimbabwe, Africa. I now believe in these UFOs. Sincerely, John McStay. Author's comment. I've said many times before that it's not always strange, structured objects that people report seeing. More often than not, it's balls of light which still puzzle the watching observer. Are these just a natural Earth-based phenomenon, like ball lightning, or are they something different? One thing's for sure, there sure are a lot of them. This episode I was reading from Malcolm Robinson's book, UFO Case Files of Scotland, Volume 3. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $3 a month, you can get an extended episode every month. If you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.